Blog Talk Radio.
I would give up the world on a silver platter. I would do anything to let her know she matters. I would give up the world on a silver platter. Do anything to let her know, to let her know I appreciate, I appreciate, I appreciate you. Girl, I appreciate you, and I will give you the world.
Sunday morning, waking up early, I got breakfast on the table. Whatever you need, I'm willing to try, if I'm able to do it. Said if I'm able to use it for love, I would give you the world on a silver platter. I would do anything to let her know she matters. I would give her the world, yeah, on a silver platter. Do anything to let her know, to let her know. One from me to you, no better, it's never been, no better, no, no greater love, my love above. One from me to you, no better, it's never been, no better, no. I wish I could tell you that I'm perfect and that I'll always be. I wish I could give you all my time and I never have to leave, no. But I know life is always gonna have its ups and downs. But baby, I can promise you that I'll always be around to give you the world. On a silver platter, I would do anything to let you know you matter. I would give you the world, oh. On a silver platter, do anything to let you know, to let you know I appreciate. No greater love from up above than the one from me to you. No better, it's never been, no better, no. No greater love from up above than the one from me to you. No better, never
been, no better, no.
About ladies, the one he's looking for? Are you the one he's looking for? Do you know he's looking for you? Sometimes we're so busy being the aggressor and trying to hook a man when it was never designed for us to do that. God put Adam to sleep and designed a helpmeet for him, a helpmate, someone that can carry the vision and give it birth and help expand and grant favor. Adam was sleeping, and he designed Eve especially for Adam. And then when Adam was awakened, there she was presented before him. And I love the way God just match makes and put people together by the Spirit. The looks and everything are great. I mean, because when he looked upon her, this is what he said, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Where does that come from? The inside. So he knew from the inside out that was his wife. He took her to be his wife, not his ride or die buddy, not his chick on the side, not his girlfriend, all that. You know, the world, we just got so many worldly things, and we try to make a kingdom, and we just need to get back to the basic principles of what the Word of God says. And so I'm your host for this evening, Ms. Sandra, and I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is doing in my now, and I pray you are excited what God is doing in your now. And you always can connect with me. Follow me on Twitter at @legacy_lever. Follow my shows. You can subscribe to my shows at blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. And also you can connect with me on Facebook at Lasandra J. Hardy. I have a website that will be launched very soon, actually in a few days, where you will be able to type in www.lasandrajhardy.com. Yes. So you can find out more about me, find out what I'm doing, get some of my products. A to the men, be a blessing to me and my family. A to the men. That's how you can make a sister real happy. And so we're going to be talking about, again, the topic tonight is the one he's looking for. Now, I've done this topic before, but I did it on a different radio show. And I said I never brought this topic on to the show that I do for the one Real Talk Relationships. And so we're going to get into this for the first half, where I start off with Proverbs 18:22. And if you don't have a Bible, look, if you got a PC, a Mac, you got a phone, first of all, if you got phones and stuff, you can download the Holy Bible for free on your phone. And mostly they have all versions. But if you don't, just go on to www.BibleGateway.com. Again, it's BibleGateway.com. Let's type in Proverbs 18 and 22. Okay, so like I said, the one he's looking for. And some of you want proof in what God is saying because you feel times have changed and it's okay if the woman runs after the man. And sometimes it works out that way. You know, I'm not going to say every situation is the same, but what I'm saying is I'm going to base what I'm talking about tonight and always off what the Word of God says. He always designed for it to be that the man is looking for that one, that special woman. And you need to know that you're the special woman that he's looking for, but, you know, it's hard to be found when you're the one looking too. And Miss Sandra says you need to get back in your rightful place as a woman and be that woman that he's sniffing out. One thing I know I've learned about men love to hunt now. They love to find out things. They don't want everything thrown at them. And, you know, you think because if you dress seductively and be promiscuous, that's how you get them. But we're talking from a kingdom perspective. I can't relate to what the world does. I have to talk about it from a kingdom perspective. And so, therefore, we're talking about Proverbs 18:22. Let's see what it says. I'm going to start in the Amplified version. It says here, he who finds a true wife. Okay, first let's stop right there because that's a whole lot right there in those few words. He is singular to him, to man. Okay, he, him, man. We're talking about man. He that finds, look for, search out, call out, in search for, he who finds a true, this is what the Amplified says, a true wife. Okay. So the Amplified goes even further to explain that he's not only finding a wife, but he's finding a true wife. And so if we go back to the beginning, what God did was he said he created a woman to be a suitable helpmeet for the man. Okay, so he's looking for a true wife, someone who is suitable, compatible, someone that he can match up with, that'll fit with him. And see, we got to make sure that we don't hook up with folk that don't fit us, that are not suitable, that are not compatible. You're wasting your time. You're burning yourself out already. It should be somebody you can link up with that you're not doing all the pouring into. It should be both sides. It should be 100%, 100%. It should be that, you know, you're hooking up. God designed it so it could be spirit to spirit connection, because God is spirit. Of course, he put flesh on us because of where we dwell at, but he is spirit. So he's going to connect you spirit to spirit. Let's keep going here. It says here, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Okay, that's a whole lot right there. He who finds a true wife, remember, he, him, the man, finds a true wife, someone compatible, suitable, connected to him, finds a good thing. Okay, a good, he used that as a good thing. He finds a good thing. So if you haven't found your good thing, man, and all she do is causing you strife and giving you a headache and just making you miserable, then you have not found your good thing. Now, those who are married, okay, I can't really speak on that because I'm not going to instruct you to go get a divorce and all that. No, I'm going to say just take it before the Lord and pray. But I'm talking about for those who are in waiting, who are looking for. It says he who finds a true wife finds a good thing. Ladies, you have to understand that you are his good thing. You do not have to give up your good things to please him before you get married. Okay, if he comes to search you out, he's looking for you. He's looking for a true one. Now, if he found a true wife, you know, okay, it says find a true wife. He's not looking for a girlfriend just to have a bump in the night or just have a casual relationship. There's times where a man will just look for it. He just want a companion. He don't want nothing serious. He don't want to get nothing. But we're talking about from kingdom perspective where it says he who finds a wife. Now, when he goes looking for a wife, guess what? When he finds you, you are a good thing. Let's keep on going. Now, this is what the Word of God says about you, ladies. And obtain favor from the Lord. Now, I've talked about this before. Obtain favor. You mean to tell me, now this man might already be prosperous. He might be doing very well, great in leadership, might be doing, have his own business, might be prospering. He may be a good teacher, whatever. He has a good profession. He's got his own place and doing well. So guess what? His favor is not obtained until he finds you and make him his true wife and finds a good thing. When he approves of what God has presented before him, guess what? His favor is unleashed. Meaning, ladies, you hold the key. What is it? You hold the golden key. You hold the cookies, whatever you want. You hold the golden root, whatever it is. You hold the key to unlocking everything. So God considers you, ladies, highly favored. You are his prized possession. You are his gift. And God began to deal with me on this. I said, God, hold on. Why does it seem like we always got to go above and beyond and keep ourselves together? Why we got to be the ones that have a tight body? We got to work out. We got to put makeup on our face. We got to keep our hair and nails and toes done. We got to do this. We got to do that. And he told me. And he broke it. It was so simple. That's how you know it's the host, because it's so simple, but yet profound. It just messed you all up. He's like, the reason why. I said, because I said, why are the men held to such a high standard as we are? I mean, it seems like we have to go above and beyond. What we, why? We got to do all this. We got to wear the girdle. We got to do the bra uplifts and all this stuff, wear stockings. Oh, my goodness. And it seems like only men have to just go buy their clothes, put it on, smell good, you know, they good. You know, and I said, God, what is it? And he told me, he said, the reason why is because I made you the gift. And if you don't take care of the gift, then the gift is no longer desirable. It's not certain. It doesn't entice anymore. And so, ladies, we got to make sure that we always leave us as the gift be desirable and beautiful and awesome to look at and intriguing to look at. We can't just let ourselves go and go down into. That's why it's not so much they say, well, to please a man. That's one thing, but God said He made us as the gift. And so if we are the gift that He's looking for, as long as we keep that bow tie on, now don't untie the bow and let the man be looking all up in the box before time. Don't do that. You do not have to sleep with him, do anything extra to keep him. No. A man likes to have a little adventure. So just remember that. He likes to be the hunter. Let him hunt. Or you might throw a little scent, a little bait out there, let him know that you're interested or whatever. But that's it. It's not for you to go, well, give me them 10 digits. When we going to hook up, you sitting here texting and tweeting. He didn't ask you to do all that. Let him have the moment, and if he pursues you, fine. If he don't, then keep it pushing. You keep being that Proverbs 31 woman. You keep being that Proverbs 18 and 22 woman that he's looking for. And so God dropped it in my spirit. He said the reason why it seems like we have to do so much more is because he designed us to be the gift. We are the gift. He didn't design a man to be the gift. So any of y'all women that's with men that swear they the gift, you with the wrong somebody, you done hooked up with the wrong thing, because God made the woman. He took time and fashioned us out of the man. He put some things in us to help be that compatible mate for that man. I mean, when the Holy Spirit told me, you know, y'all the gift, so that's why there's a higher call, or there's a more higher standard to you guys. Not that the men aren't held to a high standard, but there's certain things that we as women have to make sure that we do to make sure we keep making that gift look desirable, A to the man. That's for also those who have been married for a while. Sometimes it's hard when you just get around that man. You like, whatever, you put the jersey and some jeans on and your open toe flops and ashy feet. Come on, keep them feet done. Keep them feet oiled. Have your hair done. Do what you have to do to make sure that gift is looking desirable. And so it says here again, Proverbs 18:22. It says, he who finds a true wife finds a good thing. He finds a good thing. Ladies, you have to remember you are his good thing. You have to remember you are his good thing. And when he finds you, he obtains favor from the Lord. You are out of sight. You are dynamite. You are all that and then some. And I just want to relate that to the story. Anybody remember watching Coming to America? Y'all remember when Coming to America came out? And it wasn't until recently that, you know, the Holy Spirit had me to sit back and just really analyze the movie. And I know it had a lot of, you know, swearing in it and everything, but the story had a really good base foundation related to biblical aspects of it. And so I began to look and I said, wait a minute, this whole movie really was about a prince destined to be a king after his father's reign to go out and look for his bride. Mm. This man, who was Eddie Murphy, who played the character Akeem, came all the way from Zamunda to America, to New York, to find. Y'all heard how my New York acts? Oh my God! Did y'all hear how my up north? Oh my goodness! He came to New York to find his bride. And so let me tell you that, and the reason why I'm bringing this out, ladies, when you are the one, that man will go travel the world to make sure he connects with you. Akeem came from Zamunda, which is all the way across the other side of the world, to come searching for his bride. Why? Because he didn't want anybody that just, you know, was trained to be with him. He didn't want somebody that wouldn't use their mindset to challenge him or to help develop them. He didn't want anyone that just did whatever he said. Am I clicking into some of the ladies that all you do is just do it? If you do every single thing, you ain't got no mindset, no mind of your own. And yes, I'm not talking about being submissive and coming under, you know, the rulership of your husband because you love him and you want him to make sure that he stays the king and priest of his home the way the Bible says. But I'm talking about if you saw the character, she was trained. She was trained, not that she loved him, but she was trained from a child to walk in the ways of how a princess and eventually be a queen to walk. And so, therefore, he didn't want that. He didn't want nobody he could control. He didn't want anybody that just did everything he said. He didn't want anybody that he couldn't grow with. He needed a woman to he could grow with, that he would be challenged with, that he could connect to and be a better man. And so, therefore, you know, they talked about it. He said, you know, where can we find such a woman? Where can we find, in other words, he was asking, where can I find my Proverbs 31 woman? Where can I go find her? How can I go search her out? And it ended up, they flew to America, and they chose Queens, New York, and he found her. He found her, and she was presented to him at a fundraiser function. She came up on the stage, and guess what? She was presented to him. He went where the man told him to go and sit, and he said, there's some good women there. You'll find your queen there, because they had went to the clubs. They had went everywhere else except for a place or an environment where to find a Proverbs 31 woman. And so, men, you looking for that beautiful Proverbs 31 woman, take some note that she probably is not up in the club. She's not going to be in Magic City. She's not going to be at some of these other things that you might want her to be at. You'll find her doing something, serving somebody else, helping somebody else, doing things that help maybe bring about a better community, doing things that, you know, where she's worshiping the Lord. You'll find your Proverbs 31 up in that mix. And so when she was presented to him, he knew right away that was going to be his wife. It didn't take him 2 or 3 years to figure it out, 4 or 5 years to figure it out. They had to live together to see if they're going to get along or not. He knew at that moment that was his wife. He said, she's wonderful. He couldn't believe it, that he had traveled from another country to America, and he found his bride. He got in the atmosphere to find his bride. And so, men, get in the atmosphere where God has created you, his bride, your bride. Get in the atmosphere where you will be presented with that Proverbs 31 woman. Ladies, remember, you are the good thing that he's looking for. Again, how did he find her? And we're talking about coming to America. How did he find her? He found her doing what she would do, what she was called to do, and that was helping out her father. She was helping her father with the business. She was raising money for the youth. She was helping other people, helping the things of the community, thinking about things other than herself. And so when you're looking for that Proverbs 31 woman, make sure you hook up with somebody that's thinking other than themselves. If all they do is about themselves, then, you know, guess what? When it comes to being married, she's going to be thinking about herself. And that goes both ways. You want to make sure you hook up with someone that's about helping others as well, not just themselves. You don't want somebody that, because in the end, they'll end up being, you know, selfish, and you want to be poured into. They ain't going to put, because they like, I need my 100%. What you talking about? I need, what about me? What about my needs? What about my wants? And so he found her in her element. He found her doing what she loved to do, and that was taking care and helping other people in the community, helping the youth to have a safe place. And so as the story went on in the movie, it's all y'all, you know, seeing coming to America. He didn't stop at anything to make sure that he won her heart. He bought her $500,000 pair of rubies, earrings. He made sure he went and got a job at the McDowell's, her father's establishment. And even though he didn't make her move on her right away, in time, opportunity was presented, and you know, he, you know, of course, you know, he didn't say he was the a prince, but he said he was a goat herder and all this stuff. But she didn't mind the job or the position that he had, so that she thought he had, but she was intrigued by his mindset. And so, men, if you know anything about a Proverbs 31 woman, we get intrigued about your mindset. Where are you at in your mind? How do you talk? What do you say? How do you handle things? Again, I know me, I love a man who knows how to handle himself. I love it. I love a man who is very secure in who he is. He doesn't have to figure out which way he's going and what does it know. He is very secure in who he is. And that's what happened in coming to America. Our king was very secure in who he was, even when he said he was a goat herder. He was still dropping lines. That he was like, wait a minute, you're a goat herder and you're quoting Nietzsche. You're quoting quotes from Nietzsche, which means to show that he was very highly educated. And he knew exactly what to say right at the right time to capture his bride. And he did. I mean, they went through some turmoil where she found out that, you know, he wasn't who he said he was. And she had a hard time dealing with that. But thank God for the king who changed the rules and regulations and all that of the kingdom. And he ended up being with his bride. But he came out of what he was familiar with in his culture to come find his bride, his Proverbs 31 woman. And so what Ms. Sandra is saying, ladies, you got such a good thing going on with you. You have such favor on your life. It will make a man search you out. He will come out of his element, out of his comfort zone to search for you. Know how important you are. Know how blessed you are. Know how highly favored you are. Know that you got the golden key. I don't care what the world is presenting and thinking you got to wear tight skirts and dresses and reveal your boobs and all this stuff, and you got to sleep and you got to cuss and you got to fight. That is not the truth. I said a real man who's looking for a real Proverbs 31 woman is looking for a female who is drama free. Everybody say drama free. And so I'm going to get back into this next track, and I'm going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the story of Esther. I love Esther. Well, Esther was bad. I love her. I love her. I truly believe I have a personality of Esther. But I'm going to talk a little bit about that story before we end the show. But I'm going to get into this next track by Mr. Broderick Rice. It's talking about that Proverbs 31 woman. I want you all to sit back and just take the listen to the lyrics, ladies. Ladies, ladies. He's looking for his Proverbs 31 woman. Perfect just for me, exactly what he needs, a Proverbs 31 woman. I'll be right back.
I don't want a woman just because she looks good. Already played that game before, and I'm so over it. Whining and dining, cruising on the town. Secret rendezvous. Trying to do all the things I thought a man should do. Never had a clue about true relationships. And ride the good times out. Then I was through with it. But now I've had a change of heart. I want a brand new start. I'm ready for my favor, ready for my good thing. I'm looking for a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Ooh. I'm looking for a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Perfect just for me.
Exactly what I need.
Ooh.
A Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, 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 woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
A Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, woman.
There's nothing like a woman who truly knows her worth. Just how to treat a man and make him honor her. virtuous, intelligent woman of her word. She's so confident. She keeps herself together. Oh, she be looking right. She's not the type of lady that would play around. And she don't need your money, because she's got her own. You can take her to your family, and she would make you proud. Not that difficult to find if you just look around. I'm talking about a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Yeah, I'm talking about a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Ooh. Oh, oh.
Perfect just for me.
Perfect just for me.
Exactly what I need.
Ooh.
A Proverbs 31 woman, 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 woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
A Proverbs 31 woman, woman, woman.
La 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 la. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you know I'm talking about you, here's what I want you to do. If you know I'm talking about you, here's what I want you to do. See, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, 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 woman. I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, woman, oh. I know I'm talking to some Proverbs 31 women right now. And you listen to me. And you've been praying. You've been believing. You've been standing strong. Oh. You're just the kind of woman.
All right, welcome back to Legacy Leader Worldwide, and this is our The One Real Talk Relationship Series. And tonight's topic, or just a romantic motivational moment, is the one he's looking for. And I related that first off to Proverbs 18:22, and we did a little analogy, depicts from Coming to America, I'm so sorry, Coming to America, and you know how a man will leave his hometown, he left his country to find his queen. What makes you think, ladies, that you're not worth searching out? And that's what I'm trying to instill in your mindset to change, that let the man search you out. You need to realize how valuable you are to him, and you really need to realize and remember how much of a gift God created you to be for him. He doesn't even establish or get release of his favor until he finds you and makes you his good thing as his wife. A to the man. So if you are dating, and we're talking kingdom-based now, if you are dating, it should be on the track to getting married. It should be on the track to making that permanent. If you're just lollygagging around and just, you know, frivolously, you know, casually dating, then, you know, of course, one, you're not ready for anything permanent, but two, you're trying to adopt the ways of the world and bring it into the kingdom and adopt it and put it in the Word of God. God designed the woman as a helpmate. He designed it for marriage. He did not design it for just casually dating and having a bump and a thrill in the night and one night stand and all this mess. We've got to stop. No, let's get back to the basic principles of what the Word of God says. I truly believe if we do that, you know, we'll have just less issues. We've got all kinds of steps to how to get married, how to date, how to do we kiss on the first date? Do we not? Do we what in the? Okay, let's get back to the principles of what the Word of God says, because if we want to be technical about the whole thing, or not technical, but if we want to make sure we have a base, kingdom-based principle of everything, he designed relationships for marriages. He designed the male, the woman for the male so that they can have hot, oh, I don't want to, yeah, we can say that, hot, lovely relations. Hot, lovely relations so they can create, be fruitful and multiply, have dominion over. And see, that woman's supposed to walk with you, man, not behind you, not in front of you, but beside. He created you a help to walk with you, to assist you, to help you, to speak life into you, to cover you, to pray for you, to encourage you, equip you, to help you, to help manifest that dream or the vision to come to pass. It's nothing like, I love when husbands and wives work together as a team. I think that's the strongest thing, is because it's hard for the enemy to come in and separate the two of you when you're working together as a team together. That's how he designed it to be originally, was to work together as a team. And I just see when husbands and wives work together as a team, there's nothing that can stop them. There's nothing that they can't accomplish. And even if they hit a bump in the road, they have each other. They've learned each other. They know what one, if one is, you know, weak in a certain area, they, that the other one got them covered and continue to move. I love husbands and wives teams. And so, you know, I'm getting ready to talk about this story real briefly before we end the show. And it's about the story of Esther. And I just encourage everyone to read the entire book of Esther. It is just absolutely such an encouraging word, especially for women. When the king is, you know, desiring the one he can place his crown on, you want to make sure that your head can be crowned to be made the queen. Now, it's amazing because we're talking about King Xerxes, and he was he had Vashti as his queen. Now, there was a huge banquet that came up, and let's make it modern, all the dignitaries, all the political peoples, all the peoples of the town that had the royal invitation was there. So all the hoodoos or the woodoos, and how the know-hows and all that, all the dignitaries were there. And it was a 7-day banquet, and they even talked about how Queen Vashti had threw her own for the women. So she had her own banquet to celebrate the women, and it came to a part where it said on the 7th day of the banquet, you know, King Xerxes, he was celebrating, and, you know, he got to drinking, and sometimes, ladies, you know, if a man begins to drink, sometimes he can become kind of obnoxious, and I don't know, it doesn't go all into the detail of that, but it just said that, you know, he was with wine, and so, you know, with all the dignitaries there, you know, the king wanted to flaunt or display the queen. He's like, I got me a beautiful queen. She pretty. She got it going on. The girl is bad. You know, I just want y'all to see. I want, you know, he wanted to brag on her. He wanted to say, yeah, this is who I have to have my crown up on her head. This is my queen. This is my baby. This her. And when he summoned for her to come, she refused to come. Now, it's one thing if you just, you know, sidebar something, but we're talking about a king who's over regions, and he had just awesome power. I mean, just, you know, awesome authority over almost everything in the region and provinces. And so you're telling the king no in front of all these people. So imagine how the king felt. Not only was he embarrassed, but he was humiliated. He became very angry. And it led to Queen Vashti actually being dethroned as a queen. And so, ladies, we want to make sure that we don't do anything that will provoke anger when that man comes and finds us and wants to make us his queen. We don't want to do anything that will embarrass him or belittle him or make him feel less than in front of other people, because that's what happened with Vashti. She refused to come, and so he had to, he is the king, and it shows that he can't even keep his wife in order. He can't even keep the queen in order. And that was just, you know, at that time, you have to look at those days, at that time, that was just like blatant disrespect. And total, you know, that's like atrocity. You just turned a face from the king. And so he dethroned her. And he made a decree that she was no longer to come in his presence. And so what she did caused, you know, just a detriment in her area where she wasn't even allowed in his presence. And the king summoned for another queen. He's like, well, you know what, we're going to look for another queen. And so if you know anything about royalty back in the day, if you were preparing to be married into royalty, it was like a year's process, and you had to be detoxed and bathed in certain oils and perfumes, and you had to wear a certain makeup and beauty, and your hair had to be a certain way. And they said it was a year process, and there was many young virgins that went before the king and to present themselves, and he had a choice to choose which one he wanted. But oh my goodness, there was a special young lady, and her name was Esther. And Esther, you know, she didn't reveal who she was as far as her nationality and family and having a Jewish background, because of course you're talking about dealing with the other different cultures of Persia and everything. So she didn't reveal exactly who she was. But she also was so humble, and the way she was raised by her adoptive father Mordecai, she was able to carry herself well, and she did the things that she was told to do, and she won the favor of the king. He saw her, and immediately he was like, "This is the one that I want. This is the one that I choose. She's the one. She's the one that walks in my favor." And so you want to make sure when that king sees you, ladies, when that one finds you, ladies, that you present yourself in such a way that you are humble, that you are about your father's business, that you're not in a way of making, trying to go and hook yourself a bait and hook yourself a fit. No, that's not, it didn't even say that in the word. It just said that she kept herself and she knew how to carry herself before the king to the point where he was attracted to Esther. It says more than any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set. This is what King Xerxes did when he found, when she found favor with him. He said she was more beautiful than any, he favored her more than any of the, he was attracted to her more than any of the other women. Said she set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts for royal liberty. The guy was bad. The queen was bad. Esther was bad. That's why I said I love me some Esther. Esther not only got the favor of the king and won the favor over the other women, but he placed his royal crown on her head, which means to say, I've chosen her to be the queen by my side. And then he gave her a royal banquet. He shut the whole provinces down. He shut all the provinces down and made it a holiday. What? He made it a holiday so that they can come celebrate who he chose, so he can show her off to everyone. As you can see, Xerxes was one of those kings. He liked to display his, his game, or he liked to show off his prized possession. He loved to do that. So when Vashti refused to allow him to do that, he became so angry to the point where he knew her rebellion and her, you know, downright, you know, disrespect of his order could not go with him any further than where he was, you know, where he was destined to continue to go as king. He needed someone that could see into him, that can attach to him and walk with him. And if he chooses to display her before everybody, it wouldn't be no issue. She wasn't just sitting there rebelling back and saying, leave me alone. No, I ain't going. I don't feel like I don't. No, he shut the place down, gave her a holiday, and made sure they celebrate a banquet in her name. That's what favor will do. That's what God's favor will do for you, ladies. The man will make sure that you are well taken care of. You are his prized possession that he will love to show in front of everybody without any shame. He was proud of her, and he was happy to put that royal crown on her head. And so, ladies, if I got anyone out there, and I know this, we're talking about relationships and we're talking about the one he's looking for, but also, you know what? God is concerned about you if you're not saved. He also wants to put a royal crown on your head and call you his daughter, but the only way he can do that is through his son, Jesus Christ. And if you're not saved today, you need to get saved. You need to make sure that you're in right alignment with the Father, the one who created you. And the only way to do that is through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus has come to crown you today. He wants to be part of your life. He wants to be Lord and Savior of your life. And so all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he died on the third day, and he died and he rose on the third day, and now with all power, he is sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding on your behalf. That is what he's doing. That is what he did for you. This is a faith walk, so he just needs you to believe. If you believe that and you accept that, then guess what? You are saved. But Miss Sandra always wants you to get connected. You need to get connected to a shepherd. You need to get connected to a leader and come under submission so that you can learn and be discipled, so that you can be strong and go forward and be ready and prepare yourself to be connected to your Proverbs 31 king. There is a king, ladies, on the way looking for you. Matter of fact, you may already have his attention, so make sure you stay in your proper place and continue to do those things that a queen would do, and that is be humble, and that is be continue to be a servant. Remember what I said about the movie Coming to America, the way the king found her, she was serving others. She was doing something for somebody else. Stop thinking about yourself and what you want to do, and love on other people, serve other people. And I'm telling you, when you do that, you'll win his heart. You'll win his heart without him even acknowledging you yet. You'll be like, well, how long you been watching me? How long you been? I didn't know you was doing all, really? You knew all that? Because your worship, your servanthood, and your humility caught his eye and his heart. And so, ladies, get disciple, I thank you so much for allowing me to come to you tonight just for one romantic hour on the one real talk relationship, the one he is looking for. Ladies, if you could only realize, forget all the stuff that you see backwards on TV, if you can only realize what a man will do to win your heart, if you can only realize how much you are, he thinks so highly of you that he was, that the king shut down all the provinces and declared it a holiday to celebrate who the one he chose as his queen, and that was Queen Esther. And she won his heart so much that anything that she needed, to request, because there was a plot, again, as the story goes on, that came against her people to take all of her people out. And I can't really get into it because I got to get ready to go, but I want you to read the whole entire book of Esther and how she won her husband's heart, the king's heart, to make sure that her people were saved from a terrible disaster where they were being set up to be killed. And she cried out to the king. She knew what to do to make sure she heard the king. She got the king's ear. And when she got the king's ear in a proper way, he was able to make sure that that did not happen, and the enemy that came up against her people was taken out. She had his heart. Ladies, when you do what God has called you to do and you love that man unconditionally and he makes you his queen, don't you know that you have his heart? And when you have his heart and you're not being manipulative with it, he will make sure it is open to you. You can request anything, and it will be done for you. She had the heart of the king that won her favor to be queen. Regardless of her nationality and background, he loved her more than any of the other versions, and he even showed her favor by giving her her own banquet and celebration. That's what God wants to do for you today. So, ladies, remain faithful, remain in your place. Men, continue to be that Proverbs 30 man on search for his Proverbs 31 queen. And I'm going to end today's show. I'm going back a little bit with Demita Haddon talking about I love you. Remember to always love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. I'll be back later on in the week with the Legacy Lever Worldwide. And don't forget my Holy Hip Hop Explosion, One Nation Under God. Be blessed. Miss Sandra loves you.
65 days a year, I got you inside my